This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Checking in with Aurora Roth of the Roseburg Public Library to find out what's happening in the library. I know this time of year you've had a lot of things for kids going on. What's been happening lately?
Yeah. Hi, Kyle. Today, in fact, there is story time, which we have every Wednesday morning. That's great for kiddos that are 2 to 5 years old. We'll read some stories and sing some songs, do a craft. But then coming up, we have a teen program on Thursday this week. Next week, we'll have our kids craft activity on Thursday, and then coming up at the end of the month, it is spring break, and we'll have something Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of spring break for kids to do at the library.
Is it spring break almost already?
I couldn't believe that it was that close when I was looking at my calendar.
That's amazing. I know some parts of the nation actually have spring break next week. Some of our national programs have been talking about that, but got one more week to wait it out around here. Some families, you've got kind of a schedule shift and parents looking for things for kids to do.
Yeah, definitely. So we want to provide something for kids to do if they're staying around town. We'll have a STEM activity on Tuesday, March 28th. We will do some Legos and other building things on Wednesday, the 29th. And then on Thursday, the 30th, we will have just all kinds of crafts for children to do.
And I know that over the last few months, you've really seen an influx of kids coming back to the library.
We have. We have had a lot of kids coming to story time. We've had a lot of kids coming to our craft programs, our Spanish club. It's been really nice to have people coming back in, realizing we are doing programs for people now.
Talk about that Spanish club.
Yeah, Spanish club will actually happen this afternoon as well. We have local community member Julia Masner, who leads that and is a fluent Spanish speaker. And the kids practice their Spanish. They've been learning how to introduce themselves and learning about the Mexican culture.
And what age range is that for?
Yeah, that is for kiddos in 4th grade through 8th grade. So an older elementary child.
So they're okay coming, though, even if they don't know any Spanish, right?
Yeah, even if they don't know any Spanish, they are free to come in.
And what else do you have that's coming up?
Yeah, coming up, we also have a Holocaust program for adults that's happening later in the month. That is going to be a Zoom-only program, so they'd have to contact the library to get the link for that. And we have our Silent Book Club coming up, all kinds of fun things.
Talk about that Silent Book Club, because that one, I think, is kind of unique.
Yeah, Silent Book Club is unique. Adults gather and read for 45 minutes, any book that they want, whatever you're interested in. And then the last 15 minutes to half an hour, it's just a conversation with everyone about what you're reading, what you're enjoying, recommending books to others. Just a fun time for people that love books to get together.
Yeah, it seems like this is sort of the hardcore book audience.
Yeah, probably. You know, you do have to have some self-get up and go to read your book, so.
Yeah, it's kind of, it just seems like a unique experience. Look ahead towards the summer. I'm sure you're already kind of planning some things there.
Yeah, this summer, we are already planning our summer reading program. We plan on having local ventriloquist Steve Cheney do a program. He is just a fantastic ventriloquist. I enjoy him, even as a grown-up. We plan on bringing story time out to the parks. We plan on having 2 new story walks this summer, and just more fun to be happening.
And for the library, if somebody's never been there before, how do you get a library card?
Yeah, to get a library card, we would need somebody's photo ID. And if that has their current address on it, fantastic. If not, we would need a piece of mail. And then, of course, we are a city-based library. So if you're inside city limits, your property taxes have paid for your library card. If you're outside of city limits, there is a fee.
And there's a difference, though, if you're in the Roseburg School District, right?
Yes. Children that attend in the Roseburg School District but are outside of city limits, can get a free student card that can check out up to 10 items.
So again, talk about your story time today and what's going to be happening.
Yeah, story time today, we are going to focus on some stories about dogs and just reading about the crazy things that they do. We will sing a song about feeding a puppy dog some different color bones. Kids will get to interact and feed the dog. And then we will have a craft at the end.
So you're going to have an actual dog there.
An actual puppet dog.
Ah, okay. Oh, I see. All right. Very good. I can tell you really like your job.
I really do. I really enjoy being here in Roseburg and working with the community.
Aurora Ropp, Roseburg Public Library, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.